So once you see that everything's a repeat, everything's just continuing from the previous day, there's nothing new. The news, the media, the corporations, the whole system's just a repeat. Once you see that, you have to ask yourself, then why am I here? What's the purpose? Because you're just living the same repeat every day, you know? And so when you ask yourself that, and you really think about it long enough, you'll come to the conclusion that you're here to serve one another, to help other people. It even tells you that in Ephesians 4, let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good in order to give to him that needeth. So when you read that verse without an understanding, you'll say, well, why should I labor for other people? People don't labor for me. Why should I labor for other people and help other people? People don't help me, or, you know, what about my retirement, or what about my life? Well, you can actually help other people and help yourself at the same time by investing in companies that help people, by investing in rentals, by investing in a business that helps people, or building a business that helps people. There's a lot of people right now needing a place to live. It would take a lot of intestinal fortitude, but even if you started your little campground, it'd be a lot of stress at first, or unless you've already done it before. Even if you worked at a campground and then started one, it would help people needing a temporary place in the transition. You see what the government's doing. They're causing instability to cause people to be in transition. And so if you give a transitional opportunity for somebody, it helps them more than you'll ever know. There's a lot of people probably living in their cars right now that you don't even know. What I'm going to invest in methodically is these real estate REITs, real estate investment trusts. Because the government forces them to pay 90% dividend, but it also gives people a place to live, you know. And you get a dividend every month. All you have to do is do dollar cost averaging. And so by investing in these companies, you're actually helping people have a place to live. Yeah, I know some of these apartments and hotels run the price up, but it's still a place to live. You know, somebody could, you know, let's say there's a family, the man and the woman working, they can both afford it till they get save enough to buy something, you know. Long story short, once you see the repeat, you say, well, Lord, why am I here? If every day's the same, and it is, there's nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. And so if the Bible says it, then every day's the same. There might be some new technology, but it's the same stuff. You still got to eat. You still got to sleep. You still got to wash your clothes, et cetera, et cetera. You still got to take a shower. You still got to brush your teeth. You still got to do the routine that you've always done, even if technology changes. What's my point? My point is, if you just cut the noise off, cut the music off, cut the TV off, cut the people, just get away from people for, I mean, if you haven't been away from people for 3 days, there's just too much noise. It takes, when you're around noise all the time and you step away from it, it's a shock to your system. You don't even know what to expect. But when you've cut off the noise for 10, 15, 20 years, then it's normal. But when you cut off the noise, you think it's abnormal, but it's actually normal to cut the noise off. Because then your mind shifts into a whole new gear, you know. If you have no quiet time, you have no space to yourself, you're being programmed. And it might not be by TV or music, but it's other people around you are programming you, and you don't even know it. You don't even know you're being programmed because they're a proxy. They go to work and they hear all the news and the gossip and the stuff from their coworkers, and they come home and they tell you, you know. The kids go to school and tell you what the teachers are doing and all, and they can tell you. The noise gets in really easy if you're not aware of it. And so what am I saying? Let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands that which is good. In order to give to somebody in need. And let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the edifying. And so, what is the world doing? The opposite of that. The world is stealing. The world is not helping. The world is not edifying. It's not building up. It's tearing down. Everything that you read in the Bible that you should be doing or try to be doing, or moving towards doing that. The world is opposite. Everything in the Bible, the world system is the opposite. Even Jesus said, serve one another. And you saw what Jesus did when the crowd came on him. He had to go away for three. He had to go up in the mountains for 3 days. He had to get away from people. He said, y'all came just to get food. Y'all didn't come to hear what I'm saying. To learn nothing, y'all just came to eat, you know. He was mad. If you do have food and you do have peace, use that time wisely, like Charles Stanley said. When you have peace, use that time to dig in the Word and rightly divide it, and use that time to renew your mind, because there's going to be a shift where you're going to have to fight. You know, it might be fighting against a bill or a medical issue or a vehicle issue. There's going to be problems that come up that you got to fight these battles. You know, it's real. So when you have the everything flowing, that's a time to get grounded, you know. That's a time to get grounded. You don't have to go out and save the world. You don't have to fix the world. If you're just helping one person or two people or three people, whoever you can help, don't do it to the detriment of yourself, because you got to help yourself before you can help other people, right? But you got to shift your thinking away from the world's perspective. There's people out there who are confused, who are scared, who are fearful, who are lost and undone. There's people out there that are being manipulated by narcissists. There's people out there being manipulated by sociopaths, psychopaths. There's people being used and abused, and their mind is under constant MKUltra attacks. Their vain imaginations. You know, I got a situation where I'm dealing with a situation where I can't even really talk about it. That it's like this person's like, it's like they think everybody's out to get them, you know. And I've been there. I've seen that, and it's true. The devil's can take people captive. He is out to get people. But if a person is not saved and they believe that, that's really bad. Because something's going on with them. A demon's messing with them big time. It's really sad. The biggest way you can help people is create your blog or a website and put links to good Bible teachers that are rightly divide. And, you know, people now have a short attention span, maybe have these clips that are really fast, you know. I'm not really sure how to reach the people with a short attention span, because you've got to catch them really fast, you know, because their minds just shift so much. They really don't know how to concentrate on anything. They're unstable. Their mind, if they're unstable, it's because their mind is unstable. Can't even have a comment. You can't even have a long conversation with anybody. If you tried to have a 5 to 10 minute conversation with somebody just talking, they're going to interrupt you. They want to fight and argue. If they believe something different, they want to do a pride war. You just can't even have a conversation with them. And sometimes you're talking about stuff that's just too deep, or you're going down this path and they don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. And I can understand they've got other stuff to do in their life, but you know, you look at these Joe Rogan podcasts and these other podcasters, and they're talking to people for 2 hours, 3 hours. Why don't the average person do that? You don't need Joe Rogan. You can do that yourself. But people don't want to do it. Maybe somebody needs to just start a podcast that just talks to the average person, individuals, you know. The average person cannot logically deduce something for a period of time. In other words, if you have this algebraic equation or you have this computer program and you got to follow this chain of thoughts, they can't do it. Their mind starts to wander. Their mind gets distracted on something else. And that's not healthy. If you can't keep a focus on something, you're not in the zone. You're not in the flow. If your mind is divided, you're going here and here, and you're thinking about this, you got too much going on. Why do you think Elon Musk sent a message saying, "I need help"? He's got too much going on. He can't do it, you know. He needs to hire somebody. With all his money, he needs to hire somebody to manage different sections and give him some more free time. You've got to stay focused. The repeat, look, you use the cycle repeat. Let's say you got 10 things you want to do. 10 things you want to learn or accomplish or whatever. You use the cycles to get good at one of them. You use the cycles to get good at the second one. You use the cycles to get good at the third one. You use the cycles to get good at the fourth one. And you get good at these things over the cycles of time. And the ideal way to do that is the first one, you get a list of 10 things you want to do. You get good at the root, you know. You learn the first skill or the first way of thinking that's going to affect the other nine. If it helps to learn the other nine skills or whatever you're learning or doing, you do that first. And then the stuff on top of that is easier. A good example of that is learning your language. You got to learn the language that you're in first. And if it's a trade, you got to learn if it's like electrical trade, you got to learn the terminology, the electrical terminology for that trade. Plumbing, they have their own terminology, you know? You get good at one thing, then you get good at another thing, and you use the cycle repeat, and then eventually you've got enough skills, you can do two or three jobs, and you can just do stuff without even thinking about it, and then you can go to the next skill. Like if somebody's thinking about doing a ride share or DoorDash or something, you have to do it a season to really get good at it and understand the pitfalls, the pluses, the negatives, and the pitfalls, and people get in your car and, hey, can you make a stop? They've already played that game 1,000 times. And you would say, well, you need just to add a stop. I don't know how to add a stop. Yeah, you do. It's at the top. Just add a stop. Come on. You don't tell them that, but you know that they are lying. The game has been played 1,000 times. There's nothing new. When somebody faces off with something, it's already happened. You get a flat tire, guess what? That's already happened 1,000,000 times. And there's a process to get the flat tire fixed. Be prepared before it happens. Or when it does happen, be observant of how the process works that you fixed it. Or somebody else, or the system, or you're watching somebody else, how they handle it, you know? Watch the process. Stay aware. Stay awake. It's really not that complicated.